Welcome everybody. Shiur number 1154. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Rabban Zisul. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas Ram Moshe Lerefu Shalema Sarafega Bas Lei Nechama. Getting back to our Malach of Tzad trapping. Okay, so we're in the middle of talking about the issue of dogs and cats in general. So we said last time there's a machlokes between the Mechaber Ramah. In reference to a general animal that's b'nei tarbus, domesticated type of an animal, but an animal, meaning a chaya, meaning a dog or cat or that of the like. So then we said, if it's a rebellious type that's very wild and runs away, so it has a regular din of trapping, then you're not allowed to trap it, you can't close the door, you can't put it in a room or whatever the case is. Then we said, if it's a regular chaya, regular type of a animal, like a regular dog or cat or whatever the case is, the regular general domesticated type of dog or cat, so then it runs, then itaka runs, not that it runs away, I'm sorry, then it was a machloikis, that if Machaba said it's over there, it's called domesticated, if in fact it's domesticated, so then we said, Machaba said it's no problem to trap it, you know, to the trap, when we say trap, we're saying if one has to close the room, put it in a room or whatever the case is, and that will be fine. The Ramah said it will still be Asr Mid Rabbanan. But then there's another, so those were the two different types, the two different categories that we spoke about, and we said on the regular domesticated it was Machloikis Machaber Ramah, and then the Mishnah Berurah brings down, just to go further in what we were talking about, the Mishnah Berurah brings down Sifkat Nuntes, that it's actually the Ramah says it, but in a different way, but there's another category called Paravasus, meaning like a cow or a horse, whereby if a person has a regular general cow or horse, like a farm animal, not a chicken, I shouldn't say farm animal, but the chicken is we'll talk about a little bit different, but a regular horse or cow, in general, you don't have to trap it, it's just there, it doesn't go anywhere. So the Mishnah Berurah explains to us, in Sifkat Nuntes, it says, perish the par of a sus by a cow, in other words, this is another category of animal, and we'll see that possibly even a cat or dog could sometimes fit into this category. So he says like this, in Sifkat Nuntes, just to explain, then we'll try and get into the practical applications, perish the par of a sus, shame, mina behemoth, a cow or a horse is a type of behemoth, is animal, and as opposed to a chaya, which is a wild animal. Loi shayach tzedek klal afilu midrabanan. Over there, there's no, by a horse or a cow, there's no issur of trapping at all. Afilu kana oisa mechadish, even if you have it from new, even if you have a brand new cow, because if you have a new dog or a new cat, so then it's a problem because it runs away. Okay, but we didn't talk about that, but it constantly runs away. It's not b'nei tarbus, it's not domesticated, it's not used to your house, it's not used to living by you, and it's constantly running away, so that's a bigger problem to trap that. But a regular horse or cow, even though it's new, it's not running away. V'adayim lo hurglu leves, lovei leves, he says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Nuntes, it's not used to your house. Because the point is, it's not the type of animal, a cow or a horse, is not going to run away when you touch it. Again, on Shabbos, we're not moving animals. But even if somebody just pets a horse or whatever the case is, let's say even during the week, we're not getting into right now petting. You're allowed to, not allowed to. We spoke about that. And if somebody has to pet, they should consult a rav and double check. Because the Bir Halacha goes back and forth on that issue as far as not moving, but the petting part. So one has to double check with a rav and see where their animal falls into, if he needs it or not. Now, and sometimes there is a little bit of a leniency as far as petting, not the moving part. But be it as it may, but getting back to our subject right now, muta litvais oisam v'liskar oisam amakam sad. So therefore, you would be allowed to, in the case of cow or a horse, muta litvais oisam v'liskar oisam amakam sad, amakam sar. I'm sorry, you could enclose it in a smaller place. You're not trapping it. But then he says, if shar chay va'oif, let's say like a dog or a cat, shaber shusa shasuin lishamet midei adam, that runs away. Even though it's domesticated, but as soon as you touch it, let's say during the week, it runs away, especially a cat. Avshein tzrichim etzoidim letofsam, even though you don't have to, let's say it runs outside, but in other words, you don't have to go trapping it to bring it back into your house. It comes back into your house by itself. But the problem is when you go to pet it, you know, it runs away. It's domesticated, but it runs away. the Rabbanan. So that's what the Mishnah is explaining. That's what the Ramah means. We said that there's a machloikis. So this is the category that the Ramah is talking about, whereby good, it's domesticated, it comes back to your house. It roams around during the day, the cat or dog, but at night it comes back, it stays by you. It's not like it runs away, it's rebellious and it runs away and that's it. It comes back, when you go to pet it or whatever the case is, it's constantly squirmish and running around, right? Stuff like that. So then but it comes back, it knows where it lives, it knows where it stays. It's somewhat domesticated, which we'll talk about, partially domesticated. So that's really what the machloikis is all about. It explains to us the Mishnah Berurah. But again, that's only when it's not fully rebellious. When it's rebellious, like a jumping around, right? It's rebellious, and that's it. Even a cow or a horse that's rebellious, chayev chatas. One would be chayev chatas, it would be totally awesome in a Torah, avot zidosan, to trap such a animal. Even though it grew up in your house, it doesn't make a difference. Okay, so now, so basically we see that there's three categories of animal in general. Again, getting back to our cats and dogs issue. You have the type that's just a stray, wild, whatever, so that you can't trap, right? Then you have the type, even though it's, you have such a cat or dog, but it's very rebellious, runs away, and if it runs away, you gotta go looking for it. You know, it's not coming back to your house. So those are all also to trap. Again, when we say trapping, we mean closing doors, putting in a room, these type of things, like we've been talking about. And then you have the type whereby we saw the machlekes between the machaba and the ramah, whereby it's like squirmish. It runs away, but it comes back to your house. It's a dog or a cat, but it's like, like when you go to pet the cat, let's say during the week, so it runs away from the person, not runs away, but it's squirmish, it goes away from the person, it runs out and it runs outside, but it comes back at night and it knows where it stays, it knows where it lives, so that's somewhat domesticated. That was the machlokes in the Ramah and the Mechaba, where the Ramah said, you're not allowed to trap such an animal, the Rabbanan, and the Mechaba said, it's fully no problem. And then we saw there's a type that falls under the category of a horse or a cow, and we'll see, it could be even possibly a cat or a dog will fall under that category if it's fully, totally domesticated to the point of a cow or a horse, whereby there's never any squirmish. A cow or a horse is just standing there all the time. So we'll see how that works. Now, okay, so just to start reading from the Sefer Lamentes Melachos, the practical applications in these three different categories, he explains to us on page 867, a animal is considered totally domesticated, which is that last category which we spoke about, like the cat, we call it the category of paravasus, like a cow or a horse, which is, doesn't move, just stands there. So it's considered already trapped. Not a rebellious, we're talking about a regular one. So now he says an animal is considered totally domesticated, whereby it falls under the category of cow and horse, right? In which case you could totally trap it, right? Where there's no machlokes between the Ramah and the Mechaber, which is the middle category, which we'll talk about. So animal is considered totally domesticated, he says on page 867, if it immediately relaxes and becomes subdued when one reaches to grab it, okay? So if someone reaches to grab grab this dog, become a dog, let's say, or cat, it becomes totally subdued, like it's relaxed, right? It's relaxed when it's held during the week. We're talking about when a person holds it during the week. This is a clear indication, he says, that the animal is totally submissive to capture. So confining such an animal, and he brings the Mayim Makom for this, is that Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat Nuntes, which we just explained, the categories, right? Confining such an animal does not even resemble tzad, that is therefore, confining such an animal does not even resemble tzad and is therefore fully permitted to trap. Meaning, if it's in a room, you can just close the door. Most farm animals fit into this category because they are docile and will not attempt to resist captivity. Basically, it's a very submissive type of an animal. So even though it's a dog or cat, it would fall into that category. But we're going to see upcoming examples in the upcoming shiurim. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha, kol tov.